Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They've become some of Michigan's most recognizable social media stars thanks to their colorful characters.
Up your damn butt!
What are you talking about?
But I'm telling you, you're going to walk around going, what the hell happened?
Who are the two behind the popular Wayne County Life videos, and why are they so damn relatable? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. When I say the names Mike Smith or Garrett Fuller, does that ring a bell? What if I asked you about Dip Cup? How about a dude named Cody? Here he is.
Yo, you owe me money for all them Beanie Babies you sold or whatever. And I was like, all right, let me just get a haircut and I'll drop you off the money. And she was like, all right, bet. And then she got me looking real nice here with my Caesar. Yup, got that Downriver special, baby. And the first day of your Caesar cut's always the best.
Cody Badenhop is one of the three characters played by Garrett on the Wayne County Life social media channels. That's Life with a Y, by the way. The videos starring Garrett and filmed by Mike have been viewed millions of times across multiple platforms. So, my colleague Kyle Beery and I went down to Garden City Park where the two were filming to learn more about the duo. When we rolled up on that Saturday morning, we got to meet the third character, Uncle Terry.
Yeah, bud, damn you. You're gonna shy away from that damn AM left and right. And I'm telling you, you're gonna walk around with your head up your butt, bud. Up your damn butt!
What are you talking about?
But I'm telling you, you're gonna walk around going, what the hell happened? Who and what died? What in the hell? And I'm gonna go, well, there it is. You didn't listen to AM radio.
Wait, is this why you know everything that's happening?
But they tell you on the damn stations. But you're never gonna hear about that on FM radio. FM radio's never found a single lost dog ever, bud.
That can't be true.
Unless that damn dog's got himself a bikini giveaway to get to. That's fine, bud. Have a good time with your FM.
While Mike is behind the scenes, you do hear his voice. He plays Uncle Terry's nephew, Duncan. Garrett told us that he had worked with others making videos before and didn't like how complicated they were to make. He wanted something more simple. The first voice you'll hear is Kyle's and then Mike's.
He's been in comedy for a long time in the Metro Detroit area, and he was a teacher at an improv club in Ferndale, and he and Mike, the guy who's behind the scenes, they kind of...
He was the student,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike was a student, and I love how they bonded. They told me they bonded over the Pistons and wrestling.
When I started helping out doing this in the beginning, my thought was... Hopefully somebody important sees my friend do this and they'll call him and say, hey, let's make a TV show. Hey, let's do this. Whatever, you know, making it in Hollywood is. I don't even know what that is anymore. 6 years later, it's like, oh, you can just build your own platform. You don't need those people necessarily.
There's no place like home, right? While that's not true for everybody, it certainly is for Garrett. Though he lives elsewhere now, he really doesn't film anywhere but his hometown.
I do get a lot of inspiration from where I live. I get all of it, honestly, from here. I don't know why, but, you know, I literally come back to Garden City just to film, and it's a comfortability thing, I think. So, plus, it's endless content when you live here, and you don't have to go with such broad ideas as much as you can just go with, like, things that we're all living in, you know? Mike and I's dream is to just, like, Michigan supports us, you know? I want to be big and... go nationwide and known around the world. That'd be amazing. But really, I'm cool with just everyone in Michigan knowing, like, what we do. That's the, you know, when you're from Michigan, you're so insulated in it, you know. My wife's not from here, and so they see it from an outside perspective. And one of the things they always mention about us Michiganders, they're like, you know a Michigander because you're always, you always either have the state on you or, like, the Detroit logo on you.
The Matt Stafford thing was able to take them to, I don't know about another level, but it changed things.
Every Sunday, we're right there in front of the TV, ready to watch. Every August, every September, we're like, dude, I know I said this year we're going to suck, but I'm kind of buying it. And that's the optimism that this character of Garrett's brings.
They would be Lions fans, and the Lions are a huge thing in Detroit, and we all kind of revolve around the Lions season. We just thought, yeah, he would always be having people over for Lions games. And of course he would think, who's the clutchest dude in town? It's the quarterback. So of course he'd be obsessed with Stafford. Because, you know, I think when Stafford came around, he's got the big arm, he's cool, Kelly, they're hip. Dip Cup and that type of character would definitely fall in love with, like, their top guy, you know, so wasn't even associated with Stafford at the beginning. It was just associated with doing Lions
and
jokes.
At first, what it was is every Sunday we knew we'd have a new topic because what we would do is actually make fun of the other team.
Hey, if you're coming over to my mom's house today, wear your Lions gear. Lions broke the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is sad, so if you're coming over for the games today, wear your Lions gear. I'm wearing my Lions gear because Aaron Rodgers lost, dude.
And to an extent, like, yeah, I've been there. I've said that before, and I think that's really where these videos struck a chord with Lions fans.
I think, Kyle, that's a great transition. We were talking about why these videos work. My favorite answer of the day that we got in general was we asked why these videos click, and, you know, people say, hey, you know, this is a great parody, and it turns out, no.
I think that is the whole key to this, not a parody. And he talks about, these aren't caricatures, they're characters.
It's not some guy in a mullet, you know, going ding dong, whatever. They're real people. Everybody can relate to at least one of the characters. You know, when I see them, I know people who are like that. And I don't feel like it's punching down or making fun of those people. It's just being those people in the world. And so I think a lot of times you'll see comedians do, like, okay, this is my country character. And people who are, you know, country feel like they're getting made fun of and they don't enjoy that, but everybody else will laugh at it. Or this is my old boomer, and, you know, old people are like, well, why is he making fun of us? My stepdad loves Uncle Terry. He thinks he is Uncle Terry. And so I think that's why it clicks with people, is that they either see themselves in it or they see somebody they know or love in it, and it's not, you know, making fun of them.
They drew on people they've lived their entire lives with, people they see in Garden City and the rest of Metro Detroit.
If you say you've never been Uncle Terry, I got news for you. You have.
Maybe
you know an
Uncle
Terry.
Jeff. Maybe his name is my friend Kevin's dad.
One of the things that starts happening when your video goes viral, people start to quote you. The duo's most watched video is about how Dip Cup kept seeing the same vehicle over and over again. Just how quotable is that Wayne County Life skit? Well, we saw it happen in person.
All about Ram.
There's the catchphrase. See, they're just around me, man. I just watch them roll up on me.
Damn, that's clutch, dude.
What must that feel like?
Like he said, quoting someone is the most sincere form of flattery.
When people quote the videos in the comments, that's exactly how I grew up, quoting the funny movies from Farley and Ferrell. I was a quote machine, you know. I feel like that's how you, when you're a kid, you kind of learn comedy through just, like, I was doing Ace Ventura impressions in first grade. I think it's how you learn it. So I was a quote machine, knew every movie and stuff like that. And so to have people say I'm a quotable type of comedian, oh my gosh, I love that. I just think it's awesome.
It's so true. I think about all the times growing up where a Chris Farley quote pops in my head, a Will Ferrell quote pops in my head, and it's like part of my dictionary. And now so is this thing called Wayne County Life.
And we talk about blowing up on social media. As the way we consume entertainment changes, does the way we define stardom change too? I guess my thought was, would they make a movie or a TV show? Yes, but they figured out that they don't have to.
And that's what's been a driving factor in me wanting to write this story. Yes, these guys are funny. Yes, they're talented.
And we saw it firsthand. There's no question.
But I keep coming back to this. It's like a new age movie star. No, they're not the level of what you think of as a movie star. But
it is one of those things that people go, yeah, a TV show would be cool, huh? And I'm like, do I have a TV show already? You know, like, I feel like I already have a TV show. People always go, like, you should be on Saturday Night Live. And I'm like, I have my own Saturday Night Live. I play the characters in skits. Like, that's what I do. So I think maybe people's idea of what shows are is going to change. I know my 12-year-olds, they don't care about TV. They care about their phone. They watch everything on the phones. And I'm like, okay, well, I watch them. I watch the future.
What does the future hold? Well, if we're lucky, it'll be a lot more Wayne County Life. A big thank you to not only Kyle Beery for writing this story. You can read it right now at wwjnewsradio.com. Big time thanks also to the Wayne County Life guys, Mike Smith and Garrett Fuller, for letting us tag along while they worked. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.